Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. I'm Donna Donna, and my guests in the studio today from the American Cancer Society, Alyssa Petrone. Alyssa is the Senior Community Manager at the American Cancer Society. And we also have Matt Kletchka, who is the Community Chair for the Northport, East Northport Relay for Life. We're here to talk about the Relay for Life, which is a huge, huge event for the American Cancer Society. But first, Alyssa, would you mind, because everyone knows the American Cancer Society, how long has the group been around?
The American Cancer Society has been around since for well over 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So the name has kind of changed and shifted, and the look of the organization has changed. But I think we celebrated 100 years a few years ago.
Wow. So. Wow. And you look great for your age, by the way. and could you tell us what the American Cancer Society does? Is it research? Is it outreach? Is it helping patients one-on-one?
It's really a little bit of everything. Obviously, our research program, I would say, is probably what we're most well-known for. I think it's the thing that we do best. We are the largest private funder of cancer research, second to only the national government. And our research program is really very interesting. It starts off, we really focus on early researchers. So before they can get federal funding, they need funding to do preliminary work. So that's really where we focus. And then there's also the local components, you know, so things like WIG programs and Road to Recovery, which tries to connect patients with drivers to get them to their treatments. That's really what we're focusing on right now, is any of those roadblocks, any reasons why people might not be getting screened or getting tested and then following up and following through and finishing their treatment. That's a big focus for us as far as our services are concerned. And then there's this whole piece with the community where Relay for Life kind of ties in, is just being out in the community and that education and that awareness, that whole piece of, you know, really educating people now and, you know, the younger generations on how to live a healthy lifestyle that hopefully will not only prevent cancer, but, you know, tons of other things. So
the
American, a little bit of everything.
It sounds like the American Cancer Society tackles cancer from every aspect.
Exactly. From every angle.
From every angle. That's better.
That's actually our tagline.
And we are here to talk about the Relay for Life.
Yes.
Now, can you tell us about the Relay for Life and why you call it the Relay for Life movement?
Of course. So Relay for Life is really, we, like you said, we call it a movement. It's so much more than just an event. It is each Relay for Life that happens, and they happen across the country, across even the globe. There are, I think, close to 35 other countries that have Relay for Life events that happen.
Wow.
In their own countries. And they all look a little bit different, but they are all similar. They all, you know, purple is Relay for Life's color. It's the color of all cancers. It's the color of hope. You know, there are pieces of Relay that look exactly the same no matter which Relay you walk into. And then the other piece is that Relay is not just an event. It is something that's planned months and months and months out in advance. It's something where people who maybe aren't sure kind of how to, you know, make a difference in the fight against cancer, this is something they can really dig their teeth into and get involved. It's not just a one day, you know, come out and walk. Of course, we love to invite people to come out and walk with us. You know, but the people that are making teams and raising the money and helping to plan the event, they're really sinking their teeth in and feeling like they can make a difference in the fight against cancer. And then, you know, if you come to Relay, it's really something that's special. And I'm sure Matt can speak more to this, but it's something that is, you know, there's a feeling in the air that's so special those days at those events, you know, to be able to see your entire community come out and kind of you feel like almost like you're being backed in the fight against cancer. You know, your community's there as a whole. Survivors come out, they get purple t-shirts to see them. Before I had started working at the American Cancer Society and really kind of getting involved in Relay for Life, I didn't know many survivors. So to walk into an event and see a, you know, a big piece of the track filled with people in purple shirts that say, "I am hope" on the back. That for me was, you know, so moving.
Yeah.
Just so much more than an event. There's so many pieces to it.
And it's more than just a fundraiser. As you say, you're mm-hmm. celebrating survivors, people who have beat cancer. And it must be very inspiring, not only to the survivors, but to their family members and to their neighbors. So it's not just a fundraiser. And it's not a race.
No.
People are, I at least thought, oh, Relay, okay, we got a whole, you know.
Pass the baton
and run around mm-hmm. the track.
The idea is that, so people come out and they make teams. And the idea is that one person from every team is walking the track for the entirety of the event. So the event may be 6 hours, it may be 12 hours. We have a few on Long Island that go overnight that are really special events. And the idea is that one person from every team is walking the track at all times, but it really doesn't stop there. You know, we get some people that will walk the entire 12 hours and we get some people, you know, that maybe are just there to cheer and support. It really runs the gamut. And I think that's what makes Relay so special is you can make it what you want it to be.
And you mentioned Relay for Life happens all across America and in 35 countries around the world. And I'm looking at the list of events on Long Island alone. I think it's 19 different yeah. Relay for Life mm-hmm. events. And does it all around the world happen in the spring?
It kind of varies depending on weather. Obviously, like down south, they can have fall events, you know.
Well, that would make sense.
Some events are colleges tend to happen a little bit earlier in the year because they're, you know, getting out of school right now. So they happen usually in like March and April. It kind of looks a little bit, like I said earlier, it looks a little bit different everywhere. But, you know, there are some core components that no matter where you are, where you go, you know, every year we all get the same shirt logo. So you could be out on vacation and run into somebody that has the same shirt as you right. in the airport or in Disney World or wherever you
are.
Or
in Europe.
Which is pretty cool. Definitely, I've heard all, you know, all kinds of places volunteers come back and they're like, "I was on vacation, you know, in California and I ran into somebody with a Relay shirt on," or "I ran into a Relay," you know, like sometimes people accidentally like walk into relays.
Let's give the website right off the bat, relayforlife.org. If you want to find a Relay for Life in your neighborhood, in your area, and if you want to find out how to get involved. But let's talk nuts and bolts. Matt, what happens with the Northport, East Northport Relay for Life?
First off, thank you for having us on and helping us promote the event.
It's a pleasure.
What happens with it? That's a loaded question. It's easier to say what doesn't happen with it. But
Well, let me be specific.
Sure.
What goes on at your...
What goes on? Well, we start off with our... Every team comes and signs up. Well, it starts in the wintertime.
Okay.
Really, before that. Meetings, getting things organized, getting teams signed up, you know, setting goals for fundraising, setting goals for participants, setting goals for what we want to do that year.
Yeah.
And this is my second one taking it over, and I set some lofty goals.
Yeah.
And
good.
I got and we met my goals last year, so
nice.
Everyone's gearing up because I kind of set them a little higher. This year, it's one of those things where it's you feel like it's slow moving. You feel like because once you've been there, you just want to go back. It's you want to get there, and you feel like it's taking forever. And then you turn around, and it's May 12th, and you know, or May 1st, and it's time. It's time to get going. We're having our relay again. The planning of it. It's fun. I mean, we do have a good time with it.
It must be extensive.
It's Yes, it is. But like any, and I say this, people go, oh, Matt, how do you have time to do that? This is the thing you find time for. This is the thing that you you make a priority. Mm-hmm. And I say it to people all the time. I go, go once. I go, go for 10 minutes and you will be, I guess sucked in is the word.
And you'll be hooked.
And you'll be hooked.
Roped in.
You'll be hooked. In my 39 years of life, it's really one of the most remarkable feelings I've ever had the first time I went. We went after my cousin Jenny passed away, and we made her team for her. And it was an emotional time, but it was the right time. And, you know, it's a gathering. It's a collective of people that will pick you up, hug you, rub your back, high five you. I dare you to find someone who hasn't been affected by cancer. If you do, God bless. But, everyone's rowing the same boat. Yeah. And that's what I say. We're all rowing the same boat. And if we can raise a bunch of money, I say the word a bunch of money, to help stop it so that no one else has to do it, well, then, you know, it's a priority in my life. We do a lot of cool things. I mean, we put on a survivor dinner for survivors. It's
really special.
It's how I got involved with it. I took over the survivor dinner 4 years ago.
Yes.
4 years ago. It was really, really special to me, and it's amazing, and it's appreciated, and it's looked forward to, and it's a very special part. We're focusing on families. We focus on survivors at the Northport East Northport Relay, because that's why we're there. We have great entertainment.
It's not just walking around
a track, but I mean, but when you are, I have three children, you know, and they are,
they walk.
My son's 11 years old. He does not leave the track.
Oh, I mean,
he will not, he knows why he's there. Oh. And, it's special. If you go once and you see it and you go with an open eye and not just, here's my $20 or whatever, mm-hmm. you will be, it's heavy in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heavy in a good way. You can feel it.
It's
when you walk onto that field.
And fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like a nice combination of,
it is,
everybody knows why they're there. You know, it really is the culmination of all the hard work of volunteers like Matt and all of these team captains and participants that come out and raise this money. I mean, obviously we're there at the event raising money, but we're really celebrating all the work that everybody's done all year. You know, the journeys that these people have gone on, the lives that we've lost, you know, and kind of just making that commitment to continue the fight, you know.
And I would imagine if, God forbid, you have a family member or a neighbor or a friend that succumbed to cancer, participating in Relay for Life must be very healing. And
yes.
must be very helpful in the grieving process.
It was instrumental in mine.
Yeah.
That's why I dove in head first. It was a huge part of my grieving process.
Yeah.
But it's to this day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change your fire. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. My family, my friends, they call it my Super Bowl.
Oh,
It's my day of the year. It's my Christmas. It's when we pull it all off and it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I have to return golf carts to people's houses. It's special. And you get to turn to the people that you just spent the better part of 10 months
planning
and putting together and saying, we did it. I mean, we didn't just do it. We
did it well.
We killed
you
it.
You crushed it.
We crushed it. I mean, it. That's when you can say, I'll tell you what, I got just a quick story, if that's okay. So.
Absolutely. But let me just say, for anyone who's just joining us, we are talking about the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. There's events going on all over Long Island. You can get all the info at relayforlife.org. So, Matt, go ahead with your story.
As we're literally bringing everything down last year, I turned to a couple committee members and said, for next year. And they just turned around and walked away from me because we weren't technically done with that one.
That's usually my role.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year I have a better idea. And they said, Maddie, you have too many ideas. But it is this. And when I took on the position of community chair, I started going to other relays. I kind of just tagged along. Wherever Alyssa went, I would show up at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and there I'd be, and I'd walk around and
point out all the things that he wanted to be at Northport's event.
Right.
The following year.
Because we share. It's not stealing. It's sharing. but that's you can see it. You take a little bit of here and a little bit of there. What worked? What didn't work? I would talk to other committee members from other relays, and what you did that? Did you like it? No, we didn't get what we wanted out of it. But if you did it like this, I think if we did it that way, or those conversations really help in the planning. We have our committee is amazing. I mean, our committee is an absolute. Just how organized they are and how much they care and how much they want to be, everyone has a job, but we're going to do all the jobs together because that's how we are. And it's an amazing group of people. I mean,
Are you listening, Long Island? Because if you've had a family member or a neighbor or a friend who's been touched by cancer, it sounds like getting involved with Relay for Life is almost like a calling. And once you start, there's no stopping.
There's no stopping. And I my message is come check it out. I mean, we've got really cool stuff going on this year.
Yes.
We're allowed to talk about all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously the survivor dinner is open to anyone who survivor caregivers, reach out to us
at relayforlife.org.
We'd love you to come. But we have a DJ all night. We have
awesome.
We have a DJ all night. We have a couple bands. Mm-hmm. We're doing
Knockerball, which is like bubble soccer, will be on the field,
which is awesome.
We have teams who are setting up like their own fundraisers, so like a popcorn machine, a cotton candy machine.
Oh wow! It's almost like a bazaar of the world.
Yeah, kinds
of different things going on.
It turns into almost carnival. Like a carnival-y feeling for a few hours, but the focus really always is on staying on the track. Like the DJ will play, some different themed laps. Northwell Health is really involved. We do a big sun safety lap and we hand out sunscreen. We have a camera lens company, Tamron, that's involved this year. And they're actually going to be doing like team portraits, which is new for us.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're doing this whole thing where you can like try out a lens. Mm-hmm. So they make these like super high tech lenses and, kids are like really artsy these days. So you can try out the lenses. So just kind of everybody gets really creative. It's always interesting to see kind of what ends up around the track. We have Ralph's will be there with ices and, just kind of all different things going on for all different ages. That's, we try to appeal to the whole community. So,
and that was one of the biggest, because it's at the high school, a lot of the high school kids are involved. And in my first couple of years, I said that there's no community involvement. I felt it was lacking. I felt like it could be more. And I think we've seen a lot of the rise over the last couple
Definitely.
Of years. I'm not going to take all the credit for that.
And all the different Relays for Life, let's just talk about Long Island. They're not all at the same time.
No.
Correct? So they're all different weekends, all different. Some are on Friday, some are on Saturday. Some are only a few hours. Some go overnight. All of them are going to look a little bit different. Northport's is the biggest and, been around. This year we celebrate 10 years. Hopefully we should be hitting the $2 million raise throughout the past 10 years.
So, From Northport alone. Holy crow. Shout out to the people of Northport, East Northport.
So we're really excited about that. But each event is really special in its own way. And each event, we really try to make that event reflect the community that it's in. So if you go to the website, relayforlife.org, And you can take a look. You can put your zip code in, and the events will populate, you know, about what's closest to you. And you can, you know, just join there. If you click on the event, you'll get the information for somebody that works out of our Hop Hog office, you know, and we're all more than happy to help anybody who wants to get involved. That really is, you know, what we're here for.
And I see there's a lot of Long Island colleges involved. Unfortunately, the Long Island College community relays for life are already done, which makes sense because now everybody's focusing
on finals
and graduation. Sure, but let me just see if I can mention Relay for Life events are coming up in Longwood, Commack, June 1st on the North Fork, Franklin Square also June 1st. The Northport, East Northport Relay for Life, June 2nd, that we've been talking about with Matt here. We also have the Relays for Life coming up in North Brookhaven, Bethpage, Rockville Center, Connecticut, Plainview, Old Bethpage, Huntington High School, North Babylon, Kings Park, Smithtown High School, West Babylon, and Port Washington. I just wanted to mention each one, but if you're looking for a Relay for Life in your town or a town near you, just go to relayforlife.org.
Definitely.
And if you just want to drop by and see what it's all about, if you feel like, oh, I got to get a team, I got to fundraise.
No,
you don't have to.
Nope.
Do what Matt did and drop by, see what it's like, and get hooked.
Yeah.
And we really, you know, each event has a staff partner. And we're here to help and guide people through the whole process. You know, nobody is registering online and then kind of being left at the wayside. You know, we really, this is supposed to be something that's, like we were saying before, helpful, you know, helpful to you and your journey. That's really what we're here to do, is kind of hold your hand if you need it and, you know, get you fundraising supplies and explain the crazy website and, you know, walk you through all the different pieces of what makes Relay for Life, Relay for Life. And, you know, there's also a huge community of volunteers, you know, like Matt, and like the volunteers that run each and every one of those events that will also be there to help you along the way.
And say, for instance, I want to volunteer. What do I do?
So you could either reach. So I would go to the website, start with the website.
Relayforlife.org.
Relayforlife.org. Put in your zip code. Figure out which event is most appealing to you for whatever reason it may be. You can either register and somebody will be in touch with you after you register, or right on that front page of the website should be a contact name, phone number, email. Just reach out to one of us and, you know, we'll be in touch. Obviously, we're a little busy right now, but somebody will get back to you. There's also the American Cancer Society has our 1-800 number, which is a great resource for Relay for Life, any events that are run by the American Cancer Society, or for anybody that needs anything that has anything to do with, you know, cancer, cancer diagnosis, or anything like that.
And let me give out the 1-800 number for the American Cancer Society, 1-800-227-2345. The American Cancer Society 1-800 number is 1-800-227-2345. And if you're looking for Relay for Life events, the website is relayforlife.org. And the facts and figures for Relay for Life, Alyssa, are pretty impressive. Would you like to share some of them with us, Alyssa?
Of course. So the number of participants for Relay for Life nationwide, you know, is about 1.3 million people.
Ooh,
you know, so when we get talking about, like, earlier, Relay for Life being a movement, that's what we mean by, like, you know, this is not a part, an event where you're, you know, with a few people. You're, when you collectively look at it, it is a lot of people that are involved in
it's a community.
Relay for Life. Yes. You know, and across the country, we have over 2,000 events. You know, so again, bigger than just one event,
right.
Really a movement. Here on Long Island, like we said, we have 19 events.
Wow.
Always kind of adding more, and things are changing every year, which is exciting to see too. And in 2016, we raised over $230 million together as a country.
Just in that one year?
Yes.
Through Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
yes.
smokes. Goodness
yeah.
gracious.
So it really.
Congratulations, America.
Good job.
Good job is right.
It really, it just really takes on a life of its own and is. you know, it's really very cool to go. Sometimes we are afforded the opportunity to go to conferences in other parts of the country and meet people from other parts of the country. And you just realize how connected everything is. You know, I mean, this world of technology that we live in, you're able to have a Facebook group with, you know, people who have Matt's position from all over the country, and they're able to share ideas and, you know, contribute. And it's really amazing to see. And it's something that's really special to be a part of.
It sounds like at relayforlife.org, Long Island, if you want to find a Relay for Life in your community, they are coming up in May and June. And it is sounds like it's the single biggest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
Yes, Relay for Life is the biggest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. I believe it might be the biggest fundraiser in the world.
That wouldn't surprise me with those kinds of numbers. And once again, if you just joined us, the Relay for Life is not a race.
No.
It's not a
There's
race.
No batons.
You don't have to be in shape.
No.
Although it helps if you can walk. But you know what? Even if you walk once, twice around the track or around wherever
we
the route is.
We have survivors that we have on golf carts, you know, to get them
there
around the track.
Go.
You got to do what we got to do.
You can always just hang out and cheer on the walkers.
Definitely.
And remember loved ones that have suffered or are suffering or are no longer with us. And relayforlife.org. It's hard to believe. I told you 25 minutes would go by really fast. We are out of time. Is there anything that you would like to mention, Alyssa, before we go?
It's just something that's really special to be a part of. And I really urge people to get out and get involved in their community.
Well said. RelayForLife.org. Thank you so much. Matt Kletchka, who is the community chair for the Northport East Northport Relay for Life, and Alyssa Patrone, who is the senior community manager at the American Cancer Society. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in today. And I wish you all the luck and success in the world with all the Relay for Lives.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.